Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Morning, y'all. A question that we need to present to you, because I don't know how it's a question.
I'm conflicted.
I mean, you're conflicted. Me, this is... You ended up way ahead in this deal. Holy cow.
Well, I like to think so. You know, in San Antonio, nothing grew. It was a desert. Everything was dead all the time. The few plants that survived, the deer would eat.
Yeah.
Here, it rains nonstop.
Oh,
my
so great,
garden,
man.
I mean, I haven't actually planted anything, but all my pots are, I mean, they're beautiful.
It's so green.
Things I couldn't grow in 3 years.
Thrive.
Oh, yeah.
They just...
Like my flamacanthus
explodes out of the ground with life.
They were so sad when we took them out of the ground.
I don't want to get this misconstrued, because we still have a lot of San Antonio people listening. Love San Antonio.
Oh yeah, for different reasons.
Yeah. But as far as growing living things, eight's got y'all. I mean, it's not a game.
But it's a trade off because with all of the water and wetness and moisture comes mold and things, and also a lot of bugs.
Right.
So I never really thought about it, but you know, I hadn't seen a cockroach in years.
Yeah.
So I had a scorpion problem in Spring Branch.
Yes.
Scorpion problem. But now, and I don't have a cockroach problem, but seeing a cockroach is a problem to me.
It's just a roach.
But yeah, like I mentioned when we were counting the Alvin pest control cards, which by the way, still counting. I found a massive one in my living room yesterday, like when I was leaving for work, and it freaked me out. And I like grabbed my husband's shoe, and my kids are asleep, and I was like smacking the hell out of it.
Yeah.
I was like,
because you can leave no question.
No way. I gotta walk out of here knowing it is not getting back up.
Yeah, this is like just you gotta scorch the earth.
They don't play.
You would, but...
And neither do I.
Is this how you were with scorpions, though? Or is that...
Oh, yeah, if I saw one, I was, like, absolutely, like, freak out death immediately. But that was it. So it was like, would I rather see a cockroach or a scorpion?
This is not... A cockroach is the answer.
It depends, like, where the scorpion is.
There's no imminent harm. There's no imminent harm from a cockroach.
To my mental health.
I mean, they're gross. You don't want to see them.
But it makes you think, like, you're living in squalor.
Oh,
Lord. Even when you're not, it's just they get in because it's wet.
I'd rather have to worry about living.
They're everywhere.
10 times out of 10, I'd rather worry about my home being dirty than being assaulted in my sleep by a scorpion. Like, that is the... One scorpion is enough for me to be done with the home, to be honest with you. I don't handle scorpions well. I don't handle spiders particularly well. Roaches, and then we cool. I mean, you can't be here. You can't be here. I will kill you. I will kill your kids. I will make sure your family cannot proliferate in my home. But if I see one of you, I'm not going to. Yeah, whatever. All right. Yeah,
you're
a tomorrow problem.
You bring up a good point. I haven't seen a tarantula in a while. And I'll tell you the one thing I was never going to kill. I don't have shoes that big.
Morning, it's Frito and Katie. Frito and Katie on the home of 10,000 for the troops with just today and tomorrow left to get us your cards. And we still have a little room, and I say a little room, and I mean it, in the studio left for yours. So please drop it off at the studios or just take
it
back.
I will make room.
Yeah, we'll figure this out. Count party, by the way, if you want to be there. Mac Hike Chevy on Friday. So get us your
stuff. Yeah, we would love to have you. We actually have a little surprise in the works.
Yes, we do. We
I
need to find a way to talk
to
about this.
I gave you that beforehand, but...
We need
your
to find some
been
time.
Busy.
We need to find some time to talk. Anyway, what in the meantime, what's coming up in trending?
America's most trusted brands. What do you think about yours?
My brand?
Is there
a
brand or a group
trust.
Of brands that
oh,
you
Lord.
Trust
oh,
above all others?
Oh, all right.
Not even necessarily just in a given category. Just
in general.
If they were to release something, you'd you'd look into it.
I've been let
you'd
down.
You'd find a need for it.
I've been let down so many times. There's only a couple that come to mind.
God, haven't we all?
Wow.
We will go through this. Very interesting stuff. What's Trending? We're Frito and Katie. That's next.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
There's a new report out on America's most trusted brands. And y'all, it went into it. It weighed the reputations of thousands of brands. And they included restaurants, grocery stores, household products, services, entertainment. And I've got it broken down by generation.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
So we'll go through this. See if any of yours, as you're racking your brain, thinking of your personal most trusted brands.
Right.
See how we age you. If yours made the list at all. But first, let's talk Post Malone. He fell off the stage.
Again?
In Glendale, Arizona.
Again?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. He was trying to clink his cup with a fan.
Yeah, that
whoops. But he rolled out of it and actually came up with his drink still upright, which is some very serious concentration. He was singing the lines, and I've been breaking my back when he fell off the stage. So the fan that tried to cheers him posted, I am so sorry. I didn't mean to almost break your back for real.
Which is
pretty funny, but also a great video. So well done. Let's talk about a brand that maybe made the list for you, maybe did not. That would be Amazon. I think it's a necessary evil, Amazon.
Yeah,
I don't know what I would do without it, but I wouldn't say that I trust it implicitly.
Exactly. It's not the same feeling I get.
No. But if you've ever tried to return something from Amazon, maybe you've been one of those lucky few. Like, this happens to my mom all the time, where she'll try to do it several times where it's like, okay, take it here. And then, oh, no, now do this. Or, oh, well, now you've changed your option to this. And then they'll say, just keep it.
Right.
Okay, just keep it.
Yeah. We don't care anymore. It's gone. Out of our hands.
Never once in my life have they said to just keep something. I always have to bring it somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Or ship it back or whatever. Never just keep it. But if you do experience it, people say it's one of the biggest little wins that you'll ever experience.
It would be like the old finding $20 in your pocket.
Exactly. But as it turns out, everybody wins in that scenario, including Amazon.
Mm.
So Walmart, Target, and a lot of other companies are doing this now because it's just not worth it to pay for the return shipping for anyone.
And then you have to pay someone to receive it, to unbox it, restock
it. And also, another reason that companies should look into this, it makes us, the customer, buy more.
Yes.
So researchers, it was at Notre Dame, they found that when we get to keep a return, it makes us see the brand as friendlier, more generous, more trustworthy.
Yep.
They start to tick up in that scale we're about to talk about here.
Oh, Lord.
And it's something industry insiders call brand warmth. So you're more likely to spend money with them in the future. So that $5 pair of socks you didn't really want can end up making you a customer for life. It even works when the first product was defective. Like, if they ask you to prove it didn't work, you're not going to remember them favorably, right?
Yeah.
That cancels out any positive vibes.
It's just got to be like, hey, whatever, man. Yeah, okay, we'll call it good.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even send you a credit.
Yes. Like, if the product isn't effective, they can win you over even more. If they say, yeah, keep it, because again, it's eco-friendly for them. It makes the most sense. And if they're just like, hey, do whatever you want with it. Give it away. Donate it. Whatever. Then you're going, man.
These guys are good
they
guys.
They get it.
Yeah,
they get me.
They're just a little small mom and pop business, that Amazon. You know, just looking out for the little guy.
Aren't they? Aren't they all? No, they're not.
No.
Which brings us to our list of the most trusted brands.
Okay.
So for you, most trusted brand.
One company and one company only.
I'll give you like three.
Okay? Oh, I only need one. Apple.
You are such an Apple guy.
That's the only one.
You've had no luck with Apple Watches.
I haven't. I don't even hold that
against
them.
They're all defective.
I have.
And you're just like, no, I'll just keep buying them.
Keep buying their phones. Keep buying their laptops. Keep buying their iPads. Keep buying any of it. If it's Apple, I own it. And I will continue to own it.
And you're usually a pretty early adopter.
And I'm almost, they've got me hook, line, and sinker. And they're never letting me go. That's okay. I like it. I really enjoy their products. Good with it. That's it. that's where the list begins.
And ends.
And ends.
That's wild.
Yeah. I mean, I can't. Every other company's done me wrong. Every other company's done me dirty.
Bounty.
The paper towel company? That's your most trusted brand? Some people would say, like,
the quilted picker-upper.
I can see some people saying Kroger or conversely HEB.
No, the quicker picker-upper. I've never once been let down by Bounty.
You've never been disappointed by Bounty paper towels.
Or for that matter, Hefty garbage bags. Hefty.
So far down the list, I can't even begin.
Ziploc.
I mean, maybe that's the only companies that are left that can't disappoint you are like garbage bags and paper towels. And again, if you've got one that you want to add, hit us up. But I think most companies have let us down at some point. You know, I mean, most of us are bad, or every experience has been bad, or
Never Bounty.
Forever.
So Gen Z, the most trusted brand is YouTube, followed by Band-Aid, Dawn dish soap, Costco, and Google.
Costco's a good one. Google is absolutely not trustworthy.
For millennials, that's our most trusted brand, Google.
Don't trust them.
PayPal, YouTube, Dawn dish soap, and the USPS.
The Postal Service.
For Gen X, the most trusted brand is Dawn, followed by Oral-B. Good one. Hershey's, Band-Aid, Duracell.
Right.
Boomers, Kleenex.
Kleenex.
Another one.
Kleenex.
Another
when
one that
Kleenex
never
done you dirty.
Never disappoints.
Never once. Never once have
it's
they
when
let you down.
When you look down at your tissue and realize it's not Kleenex.
That's when you're like,
why? What's the point?
This is the mistake.
Why
right
would you
here.
Ever have a Kleenex that's not a
this
Kleenex?
This is the mistake right here. We'll never be made again.
Same thing with Band-Aid. Why would you have a Band-Aid that's not a Band-Aid?
It's first text in Cottonelle. Like, oh, is it like the toilet paper? The toilet paper? Okay, I could see having that kind of feeling about toilet paper as well. But here we are.
But I'll tell you, when toilet paper fails you. I mean, that's... You never forgive that mistake.
I've been betrayed.
Looking at you, Angel Soft. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
How are we going to talk about trusted brands? And I didn't bring up my trusty Dixon Ticonderoga.
You and that.
The world's best pencil.
This is.
A superior writing implement.
Yeah, she's fiercely loyal to that particular pencil.
As most people are. You've ever used it. Are there other pencils? I don't know, but this isn't the best.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with today's freebie or today's quiz.
I was about to say, did you find
it? But I will try to work that in somehow.
Okay. All right.
Not today. Today, it's Catapult.
Oh.
Catapult.
All right.
So should we call you before 8:30 to play Money Minute, which is your chance to win cash. $100 to be exact for getting 10 trivia questions correct in 60 seconds or less. One of the answers is Catapult. So now you only need to get 9.
Okay.
You're welcome.
TheBullHouston.com/contests.
Well, come up with 9.
If you want to sign up, do it now.
If you smell what Sean is cooking.
This is the deadest time of year for sports. Is that right? Do y'all know about this?
Do you know about this? Are you aware of this?
We're well aware. 18 years in,
yeah.
Frito, I'm aware. Yeah, no, this is the time of year where we take vacations because it's kind of dead.
Okay.
And on our station on Sports Radio 610, we're pretty football centric because it's the flagship of the Texans.
Duh.
So how the football calendar goes kind of dictates how our calendar goes in terms of like dead time or the ebb and flow of sports. This is definitely a dead time for football.
Oh,
for
Lord.
Sure.
I mean,
for sure.
Thank God we have the Astros.
And KD.
Yes, and Kevin.
Yeah, KD and Katie.
Mm-hmm. That is sustaining a whole radio station.
Big time.
For people right
yeah,
now.
He's the wind beneath our wings right now.
So let's talk Astros. What do we got?
We got a 1-0 win last night over the Philadelphia Phillies, I told you guys, this is a big week for the Astros. The games that they play this week won't have a ton of impact on the standings because they're both National League teams. The Astros, of course, in the AL West. But the Phillies are one of the best teams in baseball. The Cubs are one of the best teams in baseball. We'll worry about the Cubs later this week. But the Phillies, the Athletic website that puts out a lot of good content, they do their power rankings every week. of Major League Baseball teams. The Phillies are second in the power rankings. The Astros are seventh, by the way, right now. It's the highest they've been all year.
Not bad.
So this is a good baseball team. And last night, two good pitchers going at it. Ranger Suarez for the Phillies, who was 6-1 going into that game. Framber Valdez, who's been outstanding for the last month for the Astros. And they stood toe-to-toe in a standoff for seven innings. And then Ranger Suarez gave up a home run in the eighth inning to Cooper Hummel, who, if I were power ranking the list of guys on the Astros who would have hit a game-winning home run last night, it would have been a long time till I got to Cooper Hummel on my list. But took it Oppo Taco, as they like to say. And the Astros, Josh Hader comes in and gets the save. So a really nice 1-0 win to get things kicked off. And Yordan Alvarez is hitting off of a tee. He's swinging a bat. Yordan Alvarez, who's been out with a broken busted hand since May 2nd. Yeah.
So he's starting to
do things.
Rehab things.
Well, the last time he started to do things is when he hurt it again. But like he's swinging and he's hitting a ball off a tee.
He's playing t-ball.
Yes, he's a 5-year-old right now.
How far?
Hope that he's a 25-year-old by August 1st. Yeah. How far
do you think Yordan can clock one off a tee?
Off a tee? That's a great question. Could Yordan Alvarez hit a home run? Could peak Yordan? I don't think busted hand Yordan.
That's what I mean.
And like, sitting like around for a month and a half, Yordan.
In perfect health.
Could he go yard? Yeah,
if Yordan
was going, and he was on a hot streak. He was on like a 3-week streak where his batting average was like .360 and he was hitting 10 bombs.
All muscle. Can he just muscle it out of there?
If anybody could do it, it would be him. Probably not, but I'm here to see it. But let's get that hand healthy first.
Let's not rush this.
No. So good win.
Sean. Solid win.
Tonight, Zach Wheeler, the ace for the Phillies, against Colton Gordon, who's been a pleasant surprise for the Astros. But this might be one. We have Hunter Brown going against somebody from the Phillies on Thursday afternoon. That'll be the game where we're all watching and eating hot dogs down in the live lounge here.
We've got an Astros date with each other.
I can't wait to do the seventh inning stretch with everybody in there and sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. It's going to be so fun.
Hope you enjoy these games because it's all you got. All right, we'll talk to you later. Brito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Texas proud. Katie's counting cards over there. Always card counting because tis the season.
Get a Vegas card count.
Not that kind of card count, although if you can.
It's actually a useful skill.
If you can, get it, your boy. We've got that going on. Please get us your cards. Obviously, we need them in by tomorrow.
Or Mack Hike Chevy.
That works as well.
Before 9:30 on Friday.
Yes.
But that's who.
That's really...
Cutting it close, people. Yeah. Really cutting it close.
And that's not the only thing we're doing. We're also giving away tickets to 4th of July activities.
That's right. We are planning the most patriotic holiday in America.
Mm-hmm.
We got it covered for you, thanks to the Westin. So, Star Spangled Salute, that really cool event put on by the Houston Symphony, where they're playing as fireworks are going.
It's a beautiful thing.
Bring the entire family out to Miller Outdoor Theater in Herman Park for the 4th. We got reserved seats.
Yes, we do.
So you don't have to worry about parking it all day.
Mm-mm.
Roll up whenever you feel like
it. Just show up.
Especially if you win the grand prize.
Oh, this is even better.
Which is a whole Westin weekend.
Yeah.
So you would get to stay 2 nights out at the Westin Houston Medical Center, July 4th and July 5th. That's room accommodation for 4, complimentary parking, complimentary breakfast, and then you get the shuttle to Miller Outdoor Theater to do everything they got going on that weekend, which I think on the 5th even includes like a showing of Wicked.
Exactly. You don't even have to drive in or drive.
And I'm proud to be an American.
It's great. You want to win. 713-881-5500. And we're going to do a little 5 and 5 today.
Easy concept. Got 5 seconds to name 5 things that fall within a given category. So we'll give you the category just before we set the timer. If you want to try your hand at 5 and 5, call us 713-881-5500. We'll get our players next. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, Texas proud and proud Americans.
Proud Americans every single day, but especially this time of year. And it doesn't hurt when you're giving away some amazing 4th of July activities like fireworks and symphonies and reserved seats to see them, so you don't have to park
fight
your butt on
horse.
A blanket starting at 6 and fight wars.
Horse. Fight the hordes.
Just to be able to see your fireworks.
Nope. Why is that? Fine. Reserve seats. Call us. We're playing 5 in 5.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Here's this.
Hi, this is Shayna.
Hey, Shayna, it's 5 in 5 time. Are you ready to begin?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Shayna, we're going to give you a category, and you'll have 5 seconds to name 5 things that fall within it. So our category this morning, Simpsons characters.
Oh.
So characters from The Simpsons. Feels pretty American to me. Any character from The Simpsons, you have 5 seconds to name 5 of them. Your time starts now.
Okay, we have Marge, Homer, Bart Simpson.
That's not
we
bad.
We got three.
Three is not bad. It was a big three.
Yeah. It was a big three.
Those are important characters. Thank you for playing. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Janie.
Janie, are you ready for 5 in 5?
I don't know.
Well, we're about to find out.
We'll all find out together,
yes,
Janie.
Yes, we will.
So our category this morning, Simpsons characters. So the show The Simpsons, any 5. You can think of the core family. You can think of extra characters.
Just think it through.
Any 5. Don't even need full names. Just any 5. You have 5 seconds to name them. Your time starts now.
Oh, Bert.
That's okay. It's okay.
Great try, Dream.
Better luck next time. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Mary.
Mary, let's go. 5 in 5.
Mary, could be a home run for you here. Simpsons characters. That's our category. So any character from The Simpsons, we need 5. You have 5 seconds to name them, and your time starts now.
Maggie, Lisa, Bart, Marge, Homer, Grandpa, Selma.
Yeah.
by my math, about...
When you started talking fast, I just...
I think you really could have gotten 14 if you just had kept going. Like, you really were... I mean, that was savage.
Masterful.
That was absolutely.
That's what that was.
Whew, that is a.
That kind of performance deserves reserved seating.
Yes, it
at
does.
At the Star-Spangled Salute.
Yeah, we know how to treat
we
our.
Salute you.
We know how to treat our legends. We acknowledge you, Mary.
Now, Mary, you're also entered in to win that grand prize, which is the Weston Weekend. So July 4th and 5th at the Weston Houston Medical Center for July 4th and 5th, okay? So fingers crossed to get the big W, but for sure, we've got your seating covered for the 4th, okay?
Thank you so much. That's very exciting.
Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Eduardo. Happy to have you here, man. Of course, sorry about the circumstances.
Yeah, well, you know, it happens, I guess.
It does. But you emailed us, so the situation has to be a little bit out of the ordinary for you. Obviously, and from what you wrote us, yeah, this makes me feel so bad, man. It sounded like you had this all lined up with Tia.
I did, yeah. We had been dating for a minute, but then, I don't know, I guess she saw enough to decide she didn't want to have anything to do with me anymore. So, yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah. But you said you knew what kind of kicked this whole thing off, though. It wasn't like it was completely out of the blue.
Or was it?
Yeah, I'll get into that. I think I scared her off by trying to define things.
There it is.
Tried to DTR.
There it is.
Maybe she's not all that into labels.
Or, I mean, this is what we wanted to ask you about, like, because it's kind of left up in the air. How long exactly had you guys been talking, like seeing each other, dating, whatever you want to call it, before you took it down that road?
I mean, it was a while.
But, like, actual length of time, you know, give us something, narrow it down. How long are we talking, Eduardo?
Geez, a month? Maybe a little longer?
A month. Like start to finish?
Wow. All right. Well, okay. Did you know her beforehand or anything like that?
Nah, we met online.
Ooh.
So you took it from being complete strangers to I want to be in an exclusive and defined relationship in just a month. Is that right? Now, I'm not saying that can't happen and like people can't and haven't had success with that in the past. But like how much of the month did you even spend together?
It was enough. Guys, like you said, sometimes you don't need that much time, and we didn't. We were acting like we were together. I didn't have any interest in seeing other women.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, why not talk it out when that's how you feel, you know? I mean, do I wait some arbitrary amount of time as defined by who exactly?
That's fair. Yeah.
What's the acceptable number of days, you know? Like, it changes person to person, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't have time for all that nonsense, okay? I wanted to have a conversation about it, so that's what we did.
Well, no, look, I think we both agree with you. It's if it's on your mind, like, bring it up. But obviously, Tia did not agree because you haven't heard anything back from her. So I'm guessing she thought it was too soon.
Something.
Yeah, clearly. And I keep trying to get her to talk to me. Now, I'm not saying I'm blowing up her phone or anything, but I have texted a few times, and I'm just getting silence, you know, the cold shoulder.
Right.
And what is it that we're hoping for here,
yeah,
Eduardo? Like, she's not responding to you, and I think we can all kind of maybe see why.
I just want to convince her, I don't know, that we should talk everything over. She can let me know how she feels, but we need to talk about it, and preferably in person. You know, if this is the easiest way to accomplish it, then great. You know, getting a radio station involved is, I don't know, weird, sure. But I guess modern times need modern solutions.
God, did you ever pick the wrong medium? Sorry. Yeah, let's see what we can do. We're going to try to get Tia on the phone, and we'll talk to her coming up next with Frito and
Keith. Houston, I have a problem.
So, Eduardo...
One month.
Smitten.
Like,
smitten. There's no other way to say it.
Yeah.
He is all in.
Right.
He is invested in Tia.
Mm-hmm.
And that might have scared her off.
Yeah.
Because, they did not know each other beforehand. Like,
no.
Like, met.
No
strangers.
History.
Met online.
None. Zero to relate.
Hung out a bit.
Yeah.
During a month. And then, yeah, he wanted to be, like, all
Lock
exclusive.
It down.
So I think maybe we could talk her
I think, whatever. Yeah.
We'll dial it back a bit.
Give him a mulligan.
We're not asking for a wedding here.
Yeah.
I think we got her lined up. Hey, is this Tia?
Yes. Why? Who's this?
We're Frito and Katie from the Bull. We actually got an email about you pretty recently from a gentleman you've been seeing.
Are you talking about Eduardo?
Yeah. We're kind of wondering what exactly happened here.
I feel like he knows what happened, and that's all that matters. It's not some big mystery that needs solving. It's fairly obvious.
Okay. All right.
Okay, but if it was just like talking about where you guys were headed, where the relationship might be heading, or if it was in fact a relationship at all, right? Like, I don't know that you can write the guy off completely.
Yeah,
right?
Like, it was a little early on, so what?
Well, that's not even the whole story. Like, first of all, it's not so much that he wanted to do it, it's more the way he went about it.
Okay, what do you mean?
So we're at dinner, right? And Eduardo hands me this, like, book report. I'm like, what the hell is this? And I open up the thing to discover I got served with, like, a detailed report on what it would be like being his girlfriend. It's like, damn, I'm trying to enjoy my biscuits over here, and you're handing me, like, a job application.
What?
Oh, you think it read like a job application?
Is that him?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's him.
Okay, well, it's not your typical job app. I'll give you that, but it sure is sounded like a whole lot of work. You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
Speaking of, would you rather me have called it a sexual contract?
A what?
Because there's a whole section on that.
Wait.
A section.
Eduardo! Like, okay, do you want to elaborate? What's he talking about? What did you do?
Well, it's essentially a summary of what I like to have in a relationship.
Oh, God.
It's open to negotiation, you know? Like there can and should be some give and take here, you know? If it aligns with what she's looking for, or she can agree to the terms and add her own.
Agree to the terms?
Then,
yeah.
I mean, then we can both, you know, we both know what to expect out of that relationship. What's the problem? I don't know. What's wrong?
You typed it out and gave it to me. Like, I haven't seen a presentation folder like that since, like, 11th grade.
Oh,
and you expected my signature at the bottom of the thing.
There's a signature form.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
There's nothing wrong with me. I thought you appreciated it. I mean, I'm laying out and communicating my bottom lines and expectations very clearly and concisely. Was there anything in particular you find objectionable?
The whole thing was objectionable, okay? It's weird. You put it on paper. So, like, what happens if I mess up? Does it become null and void? Can you take legal action against me? Yeah, like, you seriously expected me to sign this thing at a bar? Why would I date someone who thinks that's even an okay thing, like, let alone acts on it?
Well, this is what I was trying to say. You know, like I'm not a kid anymore. You know, I know what I want, and I want to communicate that clearly with you. You know, most relationships fail over these things. They don't talk about these things before getting involved. You know, they get to know each other well. But you know what? You know everything I'm about. You know, it's right there, black and white, very clear. And I want you to do the same. I want you to be clear about what it is you want and what you're looking for. And that's where we can find common ground. Huh. We can see what we agree on, what we disagree on. You know, how serious those issues might be down the road. Are you going to make me playing Xbox for an hour on weekends? What about several hours? If that's going to be an issue, let's get that out of the way now, you know?
Yeah, the important stuff.
How many nights a week are we going to engage in sexual...
We understand. All right. So it's not what's in there specifically, Tia. It's just that he gave you a document, period. That's what's bothering you, right?
If he just said these things, though, like, it wouldn't have been so weird?
Yeah, like, it's just, y'all, it's creepy as hell. All my friends agree, like, that is just some weird...
All right, okay.
Yeah, well, just give it a few years. You'll be glad you at least met one guy that was willing to be honest with you about what he was going to be like up front, you know?
Okay, now for fun, Tia, he's making some... Do you want to call him good points?
He's making points.
Yeah.
Making some points.
This is not the first time we've heard of a dating prenup, I guess. Like,
y'all, I am not interested in him or his job application.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, thank y'all for being on the show today. We appreciate it.
Is it weird to say, like, in theory, like, that sounds...
It sounds
a good idea.
He's making, to
have it all in writing.
Right, right.
I mean, you know... exactly what to expect.
He's very upfront. He's very upfront. There's not going to be surprises in theory with...
but, like, in practice...
Come on.
I hate that.
Come on.
That's so weird.
Come on. But
that's so weird.
But he's thought about it. It comes from... I mean, what do you guys think about this? Like, is he making any sense? You've heard the argument. Does he make any sense?
Well, you said dating prenup. Is that, like... Is that like a thing? Like, do people do that?
No.
Is that common?
No, I mean, some crazy person.
Oh, some lawyer. So I'm
sorry, Eduardo.
Up,
yeah, I don't know. What do I know? Look, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk to you guys.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us.
Frito, Katie, the Bull. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
A dating prenup, like, good idea, hey. Bad idea, sexy idea.
What would you do if it got laid on you? That's the bottom line. What would you do?
I just realized, right? You're not allowed to change your mind.
She said it. She was like,
"Well,
what
if I wait forever?"
Whoops. Yeah. What if you change? All right,
Amy. What do you think?
I feel like he saw Big Bang Theory and took Sheldon Cooper's idea of a relationship contract to, like, the extreme, I guess.
Right.
I have been looking this up because Katie was asking me, like, legitimately, have you ever heard of this?
Sure enough, there are.
It's not a joke.
These people, like, swear by a dating prenup.
Say it's made their life. It's been perfect. They wouldn't have it any other way.
I've only heard of it on TV, but to actually hear it on the radio from somebody that actually drew up a contract. I mean, aside from the 50 Shades of Grey stuff, you know, that.
Yeah, well, hey, you know.
All that is safe words are in there.
There was a section. There was a section in there that was addressing.
Yeah.
So, okay, all right, so let me ask you this. Like, as a woman, if a guy, you know, you've been a month, 2 months, whatever, and all of a sudden he lays this on you, is there any part of this whatsoever that you're like, hey, he's being honest with me, he's being upfront, I appreciate it. Like, is there anything attractive about that at all to you?
I mean, I can appreciate the upfrontness, but I think the contract portion of it is what kind of throws me. I mean, if you want to be upfront, but why bring it up in a form of a legal documentation?
Binding legal.
My mind went to where she went. Like, if I mess up in this relationship, are you going to come at me with some kind of... Are you going to sue me for breaking your heart or something?
Exactly. Is this going to end up in front of a lawyer? Like,
I would definitely read the terms and conditions.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, what is in the fine print?
Goodness.
Girl.
Hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Have a good one.
You too.
Diana, you're up. What do you think?
I think in a way, I can see both ways.
Okay.
Good, but bad. But I think it's all about the approach and how soon you do something like that.
Right.
And talk about it first before
Damn, here's a booklet. Yes. I think maybe on a date you would like broach the subject like, hey.
How do you feel about it?
Yeah. How would you feel about drafting up some docs?
Oh, I don't think you can go that far. How do you feel about drafting up some docs? Like
what? How would you like to, like write LLC? It down? Because, like, think about it. Like, let's say they're married. Further down the road, they're having problems. They go to a marriage counselor. They're going to have to do that.
That's true.
That's what a lot of marriage counselors say is put everything you want in writing. And what you expect is we'll go from there. And then, well, he got it up front. So at least she knows. But I think it's all about the approach and how soon you do it. And at least talk about it. Break the ice. Like, hey, let's write stuff down about, like, what we prefer and see how we all do this. You know, there's a different way to approach
You could get really drunk and you could, like, write it on a bar napkin. Right? Like, just both write them down.
Yeah.
Then one day you show up with the folder and then, you know, you kind of laugh, but also you both did it. So
yeah, exactly.
Here's the final draft.
Right. Better yet, it all depends on how you deliver it. Can you do it like really like, cause like, hey, I think you'll like what you see in here. Very attractive offer. Just kind of give it that little slide
or
across
say
the
you've
table.
Been served. It was a long con.
Yeah, almost like you got served papers, exactly.
Good
but
Lord.
In a way, like, that's what, you know, us women complain about. Like, oh, you don't
know
one and blah, blah, blah.
He's not wrong about that. No, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong, no. But it's all about the approach and delivery with anything. And that was a little too upfront. I can see how she was taken aback by that.
A little abrupt. Yeah. Can't just surprise someone with that.
Yeah, good night. Yeah, it's all in the delivery. Hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Frito, Katie, decidedly unsexy conversation today. Or I don't know. Maybe it is. Like,
different strokes for different folks.
You print out an entire contract. Like, you know, it's bad enough having to have the conversation where you define everything out. That's already stressful enough. Let's bring some paperwork into it. How do we feel about that? Crystal, go ahead. What are your thoughts?
I don't know. I'm kind of confused about it because I would be creeped out like, all right, I have an emergency. I got to go. But at the same time, I do see where he's coming from because why do you want to be involved after 6 months and then it's like y'all don't agree on half of the stuff?
Yeah. I mean,
and I wouldn't have put it on a document.
No. I like it, but I don't like it.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not typing that up.
There's just never a point when
kills the romance,
you're going to get a stack of papers laid in front of you. There's never a point where that's going to be a fun thing.
No. I feel like instead of the waiter coming out, it was going to be like somebody from behind the bar, like, hi, I'm a notary. Like, I'm going to be notarizing the papers.
Sign here.
Do you have to
have
a WDF
and here? Initial here?
Yeah.
What if you just went DocuSign? Like, can you just sit
there and wait? Like, let's just make this faster. No, see, I see where he's coming from, but it's a little too much. Like, I couldn't have done the whole document thing.
It's a little something. Hey, thank you so much.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
Pam, you're up next. What do you think about this prenup situation?
I think he's watched 50 Shades of Grey too many times.
There are, a lot of people have texted that, and a lot of people bring this up, that occasionally that could be some kind of a hot thing. I you know, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, just take it to its logical conclusion.
Documents, really. Just really, rev your engine.
Yeah. Business. Business. That's legal.
Legalese.
Is this what lawyers are like? In real life, like when they're young, like little baby lawyers, is what they're... They're what like they're when they're out there dating.
I do not know.
I'm trying to figure out who would have the time to sit and crank one of these out and print it.
And then be like, be proud of it.
And then be like, yes, exactly. Like, here you go. This is what I am bringing
to you.
I also think that he's just trying to save time.
Yes.
You know, who wants to be in a relationship 1 or 2 years and then it not work out? Here he's laying everything out.
No, for sure.
It's just a shame for him because odds are he'll change. You know, and that's if he thinks these are all things that he'll forever in a day believe in, then go for it. But
is it like the Constitution?
I imagine a lot of them aren't.
Can you amend it with like 60 percent of the dead. Anyway, getting too deep into this. Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Frito and Katie on the Bull, home of 10,000 for the troops. Hope you got a plan to get us your cards, because we need your cards. We need them.
ASAP.
Like, you can get them to Mac Hike, drop them at the Bull Studios. You can bring them to the card counting party Friday morning. We're going to be there starting at 6 until 9:30. But if you want us to be able to get your message of thanks overseas, you know, strike
fast. You want those cards counted. That's part of that 10,000.
Yes.
Yeah, you gots to hustle.
Mm-hmm. What's coming up in trending?
I feel like this is actually good news. Gen Zers appreciate email.
That's news to me.
Just not for the reasons you think.
Okay.
We'll give you the details next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
I feel like forever, we've just been told that Gen Z, when they're in the workforce, they just want to text all the time. Like, they just want short-form communication.
I don't think that's a rumor.
They want to be on Instant Messenger. They want to use Slack. They want to use whatever it is.
They don't like
Teams.
They don't like email.
No.
I've heard them say they don't like email.
Well, according to a new report, they do. 60% actually prefer email in several different scenarios.
Okay.
Which we will get to here in just a second.
Right.
First, though, some good news. The Toby Keith and Friends Golf Classic raised $1.4 million for charity. So he's giving back even after his passing.
That is great news.
The 21st annual for the event. And the OK Kids Corral is the beneficiary.
Right.
An organization that provides aid to children and families who are receiving medical care for critical illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to the tourney, they also had a silent auction. A Toby Keith limited edition military guitar sold for $35,000. Mm. And a cowboy hat signed by the king, George Strait, went for
$7,000. Wow. Holy
it's pretty good.
Moly. Yeah.
The event has raised $20 million in the 21 years they've been running it.
Incredible.
Which is incredible. Thank you, Big Dog Daddy. Your legacy lives on. Speaking of legacies, Stock America's Got Talent. Currently in its 20th season. I thought this was interesting, though, because if you happen to get on the show, you have to be okay with being publicly ridiculed. And I mean, like, not because you will be, but because it's an actual rule.
Yeah.
So in the contract that contestants sign, it includes a stipulation. Their appearance, depiction, and portrayal may be disparaging, defamatory, embarrassing, or of an otherwise unfavorable nature.
I think you have to put that in there. I'm shocked that's not in every reality TV contract, because, like, the consequences of this, if you go on one of these shows and you bomb, it could have real effects on the rest of your life, right? And not just America's Got Talent.
Yeah, it seems like a no-brainer.
Anyone, if you end up the bad guy or the doofus or whatever, it's not necessarily going to end well for you, right? So, yeah, then you might decide that, oh, well, they were mean to me and it's had this much negative effect on my life, I'm going to sue.
That's why I do think it's in reality show contracts.
I absolutely
most of them. Because
so.
Otherwise, yeah, the villain would always sue.
You'd be insane. Yeah.
Reality TV would not have lasted this long.
No. They have to have a clause like that.
Other rules contestants have to follow that most people don't know. Singers aren't always in charge of the songs they perform.
Yeah.
They work with producers to choose the song and how it showcases their vocals, plus they have to follow legal licensing rules and things.
Yep, it's a TV show. They have those concerns.
When contestants make it to the live shows, they work with wardrobe.
Right.
For performance outfits. So that's not necessarily their choice either.
Mm.
The use of props or animals have to be approved beforehand for obvious safety reasons. Every contestant goes through a 90-second open call audition first.
Really?
Before being selected by producers to audition in front of the judges.
That's not a lot of time. That's kind of interesting.
Yep. And contestants get their living expenses covered since they aren't paid for appearing on the show.
Right.
Because I think a lot of people wonder how that works, right? Because you would
they put you up in a hotel and give you
to do this
for however long, and they're basically not paying you. I mean, you're not getting any kind of
someone owns the hotel.
Actionable
exactly.
money. That's
but then if
crazy.
You win,
if you win, you're famous.
You're not being held hostage. You can leave at any time.
Yeah, you'll have to sign an awful contract.
I don't see that in here.
You have to sign an awful contract, and then you'll do something in the
you're an indentured servant.
Business.
Yeah, you got to work it out forever. But
wow.
Yeah. Them's the breaks.
Not great.
And back to email. This new report says that Gen Zers prefer email to avoid awkward conversations and workplace anxiety.
Tell me more.
So they think it's easier to make a bigger case or argument in long-form email, which it is, especially if you usually break everything up in like little fragments, right? Because you're not interrupted. It's just like
one long stream of thought. Long list of grievances.
Email also allows a degree of separation and helps
which
set
can be
personal
good
boundaries
or bad.
At work, which that was important for me to highlight.
Mm.
Personal boundaries at work because
personal boundaries.
Email is, of course, a professional means of communication.
Yes, it
so
is.
So when people say they don't understand your tone,
oh Lord,
it is
oh, Lord.
Professional.
Oh,
because
boy.
It is work correspondence. This is, therefore, this, it is
everything she's saying is the reason people don't like email, y'all.
That makes zero sense.
It's
that's why you use it. You also have a record of everything you've said.
Oh, yes.
You can go back to it later. As per my last email.
So unpleasant. It is such an unpleasant.
It is the best.
No,
brands
is,
I trust. Ugh. Email. Not any one particular.
Is that a brand?
Just email.
Is that a brand?
Email itself.
An email
the
we
idea
trust.
Of email.
Hey.
Also interesting, the survey said Gen Z would rather get on a phone call. We know how much they hate phones and talking to people.
Oh, man, it's coming back
but
around again.
A phone call is much better than a video call when you really think it through.
It is
much
100%,
less invasive.
100% would prefer. Oh, my goodness.
Let's
yes.
just make that happen. Okay.
Yeah, just
everybody
go,
wants it.
No one.
Everybody
just,
wants
yeah,
that.
Yeah, just turn on the audio. You don't have a camera. You just talk to each other. That is 10 out of 10 better than whatever the video chat option is available.
And
to
pants
you.
Are optional.
As they,
no one
as they
would know.
Should be. As they should be.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
You know, we tried contacting Dana earlier, but she said she had mysteriously shut her phone off. Like, it was on, like, do not disturb mode or whatever. But we were like, hey, whatever. Whatever. We're flexible. So we got her on today for the Money Minute. How are we feeling?
I'm good.
Okay. 10 questions. You got to get them all correct. In 60 seconds, if you don't know the answer to a question, just say pass. We will come around to your passes at the end if we have time, but you cannot change an answer once you give it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Katie, is the quiz prepared?
Yes, it is. Who owns the toys in Toy Story? What's the name of the kid?
Andy.
A sphinx has the head of a human and the body of a what?
What cat.
Where would you find a periscope? A periscope.
Lab. Science lab.
The only food said to truly last forever and never go bad or spoil is what?
Pass.
Who lives in Sherwood Forest?
Pass.
This will defend is the motto of what branch of the U.S. military?
The Air Force.
A deadly virus humans get from the saliva of infected animals, usually by bite, is called?
Pass.
What is a trebuchet?
Oh. A catapult.
How many digits do gorillas have per hand?
Five.
Yes, on yep. the trebuchet and yes. on the gorilla hands. Yes. How do we do yes. on everything else? Yes.
We did good. Let's go over some things. I'm going to give you a sphinx as the body of a cat.
Close enough.
Because it's a lion.
Yeah.
And, yep.
All the same.
Yep. Where would you find a periscope? A lab was a good guess. A submarine.
Yeah.
Submarine.
Right.
The only food said to truly last forever and never go bad or spoil.
No
there
clue.
Are foods that can last a long time.
Right.
But it's honey. Really?
Yeah, I was thinking like canned stuff, but I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, long shelf life for a lot of canned goods, but honey.
Amazing.
Yeah,
wow.
Honey lasts forever. Who lives in Sherwood Forest?
Robin Hood.
And his merry men. This will defend is the motto of what branch of the U.S. military? That is the Army.
Okay.
That is the Army.
Okay. Great work today. Sign up again. Let's have you on and take another
yes.
crack at this.
Yes.
TheBullHouston.com/contest.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Who's ready to relive their childhood?
Oh, everyone's always.
Like on stage with Broadway
everyone.
Stars?
Well, but it's Disney. Because I mean,
we all sing our hearts out.
Because Disney's a happy thing. And that's what we love about it. This is the opposite of that. This is darker Disney.
Yeah. Well, don't get hung up on
don't
that.
Don't worry about that. Your chance
it's
to win
the prize
your way
you
in.
Want. Yeah, Disney 80s 90s celebration at Smart Financial Center.
Mm-hmm.
In Sugarland.
Yes.
Shout out to them for hooking us up with
good
tickets.
Good Lord, shout out to
these
them.
These are four packs, by the way.
Yeah.
So
bring
you
your
can
friends,
bring your
y'all.
Kids.
Bring I mean, everyone. Yeah,
show them what Disney used to be.
Exactly. We're talking glory days.
Absolutely.
Glory days.
And in those glorious days, what were they doing? They were taking really dark stories and
turning them into,
spinning them
turning
into
them into our childhood.
Exactly. Happily ever after. No, it was never, never after originally. And that's what we're going back to now.
That's right.
So we've twisted the plots, and your job is to tell us what the Disney movie is supposed to be.
Yeah, Katie's going to give you the synopsis.
Yep.
You ID the movie. Mm-hmm. We promise they're Disney movies.
Yep.
If you get two out of three right, you're going to the show. Call us. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. We'll play.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Disney, 80s and 90s.
Yes.
The iconic decades.
Handshakes emoji. Disney nightmares.
Yes.
These two things yes. come together.
Or magic turns malevolent.
On Frito and Katie. Let's play Darker Disney this morning. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Beth.
Beth, have you listened at all this week? Are you familiar with this game?
I'm not that familiar with the game, to be honest. But
no
worries. I just was listening. I saw Disney, and I was like, I should try.
You should, because the prize is well worth it, Beth.
Yes,
so we
yes.
are going to give you some twisted plots to Disney films, okay? Mm-hmm. They're going to sound a bit more like they are horror flicks,
mm-hmm.
okay? So you just tell us the Disney movie we were trying to describe.
Yes,
and
yes.
if you can get two of the three, well, we are sending you to Smart Financial Center in Sugarland to see the best of the 80s, 90s Disney.
So with that said, let's begin.
A young woman trades her freedom for shadows and secrets. Every day she stays, the line between fear and love blurs. Every petal that falls brings them closer to salvation.
Oh.
After all, what is love if not a beautiful kind of captivity? What is that Disney movie?
Beauty and the Beast.
Absolutely.
Beauty yes. and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast.
Absolutely. Beauty
so
and
you
the
just
Beast.
Have to get one more.
All right.
And you win. He offers escape, adventure, freedom. But once you leave, you don't come back. Time is dead. Memories fade. All are lost. And all follow him.
Oh, I got it.
He controls everything. The game, the rules, the punishments.
Yep.
And when you disobey,
mm-hmm.
you vanish.
Yep.
What do you think?
Snow White. Not it.
Not Snow White. Not Snow White. But you are still in the game.
Yeah, it's still only one left to go.
For the win. His mother is gone. And danger is everywhere. He must grow up fast because the predator is always out there, waiting, watching.
Mm.
And he never misses twice.
Lion King?
Oh, no! I can see it.
No.
Oh, no, Beth.
Thank you so much for playing, Beth. Frito and Katie, good morning. Here's this.
Anna,
let's go. Darker Disney, here is your first synopsis.
So you're just going to tell us what this kind of sounds like as far as Disney movies go. A young woman trades her freedom for shadows and secrets. Every day she stays, the line between fear and love blurs. Every petal that falls brings them closer to salvation. After all, what is love if not a beautiful kind of captivity?
Mulan
is... Correct. Synopsis number two this morning.
He offers escape, adventure, freedom. But once you leave, you don't come back. Time is dead. Memories fade. All are lost. And all follow him. He controls everything. The game, the rules, the punishments. And when you disobey, you vanish.
Can you name that?
Is it Lion King?
Oh,
not
the Lion King.
Hey, thank you so much for playing. We'll talk to you next time. 713-881-5500. I am so sad that second synopsis was not immediately guessed, but maybe you will have better luck. Call us. We'll get Maury on the phone coming up. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, giving away tickets to the 80s and 90s Disney. I'm just
celebration,
spectacular. And we're doing it with Darker Disney. Back to the phones we go. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Natalia,
it is time for Darker Disney. Are you ready?
Yes.
Now, you have heard these synopses. I'm hoping you have some guesses already baked in, but we're going to find out. You just need to get two out of three correct. Let's begin.
Okay. First up, a young woman trades her freedom for shadows and secrets. Every day she stays, the line between fear and love blurs. Every petal that falls brings them closer to salvation. After all, what is love if not a beautiful kind of captivity?
Good old Stockholm Syndrome. That's Beauty and the Beast.
Sure is. Okay. That is such an upsetting movie when you think about it. More than 30 seconds. More than 30 seconds.
Yeah, Gaston's the true hero of that tale.
Gaston is so misunderstood.
Hey, that's another story for another time.
Listen, you watch that as an adult and it hits different.
It absolutely does.
Belle's such a jerk. What, you're ragging on the baker for making bread?
Just for doing...
I
know we have other stuff to get to. This needs to be addressed. Everyone in that village is trying to contribute, live their life. She's wandering around doing nothing. Adding nothing.
Making fun of everybody.
Dogging on them. Anyway, actively. Synopsis number two.
He offers escape. Adventure. Freedom. But once you leave, you don't come back. Time is dead. Memories fade. All are lost. And all follow him. He controls everything. The game, the rules, the punishments. And when you disobey, you vanish.
I'm going to go with Peter Pan.
Yeah, because he's the villain.
Nailed it.
Captain Hook is the last boy who escaped.
You know what, though? You might be on something.
I think it's concrete. Peter Pan.
He's abducting children.
Again, like just yeah, there's
he was
something.
Kidnapping children.
Yeah, and his shadow moves. I mean, without him, what's up with that?
Exactly. Tinkerbell tries to murder her competition.
Tinkerbell also the villain.
Yeah.
It's like a co-villain situation.
I mean, I'm not saying Tinkerbell Wendy. Tiger Lily did not. I mean, the whole thing, anyone tried to get too close to Peter, it was like, dude, she got something for you.
Murderize. Okay, just for fun.
Yeah. Oh, you want to go for number three?
Our
fun,
all mostly.
Right, sweet. Yeah, here we go. Three for three.
How about this one? His mother is gone, and danger is everywhere. He must grow up fast because the predator is always out there, waiting, watching, and he never misses twice.
I don't know. His mother is throwing me off. Is this Nemo?
No.
Oh, that's a great guess. Don't give it away because we're going to save that one for tomorrow. And you are going to have a Disney overload.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, nice. It's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, it's like all your favorite Disneys.
Yeah.
Mulan, Tarzan, The Lion King, The Little Mermaid.
They stuffed the Goofy movie Goofy is in this thing.
Yeah.
Look, hang on the line. Let's get you these tickets. Frito, Katie, The Bull.
If you smell...
Sean
is cooking.
You know how happy it makes me whenever you text me and it's like, we got Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He was on McAfee yesterday and he's as delusional
as
ever.
Did he get divorced?
No, but he is.
Give it a minute.
This new wife thing. Good to see you guys again.
Good to see you.
This new wife of Aaron Rodgers is this complete mystery person. It's like she hasn't been seen.
Still hasn't been revealed.
I don't think she's been revealed.
Is she real?
Is she real?
Did he marry a chatbot?
Manti Te'o.
Frito is taking the words right out of my mouth. Is there a Manti Te'o situation going on with Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers, now the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. On the Pat McAfee show yesterday, and among the things he talked about was just his complete disdain for how the paparazzi and the people and social media thirst for information on his private life. And he has said he's married a woman who's very private,
right?
And it'll be her decision as to when she reveals herself. It was a very strange interview,
right?
But he promised us, air quotes, Once he's done playing football, which, by the way, he said this will probably be his last year. Once he's done playing football, my private life will be private, and that'll be it, and you'll never see me again.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm not buying it.
I'm not buying it for a second.
I'm not buying it. This guy goes on Joe Rogan's podcast. This guy was toying with running for office a year ago.
He's got a Netflix documentary that he shot for 2 years.
Yeah.
Just to let people know.
Right.
That I like to go on ayahuasca retreats and I don't like being injured.
Your private life will be private. Get the hell out of here.
You had a weekly on McAfee where all you did was show up and damage your career.
Apparently, he still does.
That's your whole job.
He was on there yesterday.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
You could be as. You realize there are a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah.
That we never hear from. Right. I don't know about Pat Mahomes or any of these guys, but like there are a lot of dudes that make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill comes to mind. You never heard Ryan Tannehill say peep in a career.
Right.
And he was making 60, 70 mil a contract.
He was very, in this interview, he was very like peace, love, and happiness. Like, so why'd you decide to come back for a year? You know, well, I'm at peace and I just, you know, the love of football. And he was very talking about, you know, most guys talk about how they have a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah.
Like every quarterback. Yeah. Tom Brady finds a reason to put a chip on his shoulder.
You have to have that.
Rodgers in this interview yesterday is like, I don't really have a chip on my shoulder. If I were a Steeler fan, I would be terrified that this guy's going to be my quarterback.
He's not hungry.
He's not hungry at all. He's like,
dead of the eye of the tiger, man. He's got
to
go.
It's like, it feels like he's not coming back to play football. It feels like he's come back to like be toted down Main Street on a float in a parade or something.
No, because he's private.
Yeah,
he doesn't want that.
Just
are you not listening?
He definitely won't want it in a year for sure. When he's not playing football anymore, when there's no other mechanism to get him attention, I'm sure he'll just not seek attention anymore. He is insufferable.
Does he know what this job is that he's doing? Like
you would think he would.
That you know,
20 years doing it, you would think, and he didn't always operate like this either.
No,
like,
he used to be.
He had some dog back in the day.
He used to be hard.
Yeah,
like I don't know what this is, but this is dangerous.
I like that he asked what happened to common decency.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Does he know he plays for the NFL?
Yeah, it was the most. It was the most. Seth does a character on our show called he calls it the Southern Belle.
Yeah,
like these athletes that just. How did this happen? Like, you know, these athletes, like Aaron Rodgers. So, for example, you know, like how a Southern Belle is like, I just didn't even realize that the little old me. That's Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is Southern Belling attention via celebrity in society. Yeah. Why can't they have the common decency to not pry into my private life?
As you sit on a podcast, which is also a television show.
This is what happens when people do your homework all growing up.
Yeah. Right.
Like this is what happens.
Yeah. 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 This is the first time I've had to spell things by myself or do math. Yeah. This is what I wanted to tell Aaron Rodgers. I'm like, you know, that if you went to Hollywood back as a tourist in the early 80s, which I did, I was like eight. Right. One of what do you see everywhere? People handing out pamphlets to where celebrities' homes are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like this is how society works. You're famous. People dig into things. Doesn't mean it's pleasant or it doesn't even mean it's right.
Move to Montana, my man.
Yeah, like it doesn't even mean it's right, but it is how it is. Like you're not like
money.
This.
Yeah,
it's fine. Like complaining about the humidity in July in Houston. Like, why is it so humid outside? Mm. It just is.
If you smell.
I hate Aaron Rodgers.
Sean.
I do this once a week on your show. I know last week I said I hate the Hamburglar. This week I hate Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. You know what? I'm thankful for the content.
On a day like today.
Oh, my God,
Pat better
grateful.
Be. He pays him a lot to be on that show.
He does. He's catching actual checks off of...
a lot. He pays Aaron Rodgers a lot to be on that show. And it's probably...
That's money well spent.
Yeah, it's probably been worth it.
Yep. Sean Pendergast, Sports Radio 610.
Manana.
Thank you, my man.
Yep.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
I need to send you this video. It's from Austin. They had a very exciting day yesterday. The city did. Because they rolled out the new Tesla robo-taxis.
Which,
in reality, are just the Model Y with a new sticker on it. But they drive themselves. Yeah, this is... they've had Waymos for a minute.
Are they actually driving themselves?
This is the part... I need to watch the rest of this video. In theory, yes. These Tessies are driving themselves. In some of the videos I have seen, there seems to be a bro in there whose job is, I guess, to take notes in the robo-taxi, which, again, kind of kills
what?
The vibe.
You or
I don't know.
Car or?
If I book a robo-taxi, I don't want to see.
Is it like Cash Cab? Or no?
Is it Elon? Best game of Cash Cab ever. A Tesla pulls up. He's not sitting in the driver's seat. And you would think that would actually probably help you. It's going to throw you. You're like, oh my God, this car actually drive itself. And then he peppers you with trivia and you can win $1 million a question.
As the car starts to careen into oncoming traffic.
Your move, Mr. Beast. Your move, sir. No. So they've rolled this out. These are, again, like I said, Waymos exist. So it's not the first autonomous vehicle in Austin. My favorite video was one getting stuck behind a Waymo in a parking lot. Like you had two robots.
Well, not just any parking lot.
No, the Black's Barbecue parking lot, which they had actually asked for a Tesla because they're like, look, if you can get out of this parking lot, you can get out of anything. You can get out of anything in the city. And I cannot say that they're wrong. One little snafu that people are saying has occurred. I don't know that I would blame this on the Tesla. It dropped off some passengers in the middle of an intersection. And I'm just going to play the clip because, again, I think there's, listen.
I'm actually going to use this drop off early feature.
Oh, awesome.
Ooh, we are stuck okay. A little bit in the intersection. He is stuck.
Uh-oh. Okay.
There it goes.
So it was a few seconds.
I do feel bad for him because he was definitely in the intersection.
Well, the car should have known
yeah.
to not stop there, right?
To not stop there.
You
exactly.
hit the button, you dummy. You said
you were panicking.
You said it worked too well.
Well, it should have known not to drop me in the intersection.
All it knows what you tell it,
exactly.
man.
Exactly.
You said you wanted out of that Tesla.
Exactly.
You said you wanted out, and it let you out. That's actually...
The machines can't save us from ourselves.
Nope, they cannot. And I'd be much happier with it just popping the doors open than all of a sudden... I'm sorry, I cannot release
you.
Next
time that happens, they're just going to eject you out of the roof. Bye!
You guys stay safe. Have a great day. See you back on the radio tomorrow.